This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thanks so much for tuning in and spending your precious time with me. I'm always genuinely grateful for that and love spending time with you. Here's the deal. We only have 3 episodes left in 2016, this being one of them, and only 2 weeks until the Winter Fat Loss Fast Track starts. So let me tell you how I would like to spend this time together. Today, I want to talk about how you can get unstuck. I want to talk about the starting point of progress. And this is a starting point that's moment by moment, day by day, not because we're nearing the beginning of a new year. I promised you that I would keep these episodes around the holidays short, powerful, actionable, and I will. Lots of people struggle with how to get started or how to restart, reset. That's what they're looking for. How do I redo whatever? Get back to a place where I want to take decisive action. In the next couple episodes, I want to get tactical about capitalizing on the momentum and motivation that comes with a new year while avoiding doing things the way you've always done them and getting those results that are fleeting, that are not lasting. And I'll also be sharing with you guys a little bit more about the Fat Loss Fast Track in the words of my clients, not my own, so that if you're undecided, you have the ability to kind of round out your thoughts about it prior to the January 8th kickoff. Specifically, what I want to share with you on their own, my clients started a thread in our Facebook group within my rookies group just the other day, asking, what's the biggest takeaway you had from these 12 weeks? How did you change the most? And so I thought I would just share with you some of what they wrote. But for now, I want to talk about this idea of where to start, how to get unstuck. And I want to begin by telling you about a recent coaching call I had. We started talking about what was going well and where she felt really strong, where she felt like things were easy. And then we transitioned to what didn't feel so easy. I said, tell me where you still feel challenged. Tell me how I can help you, where you are struggling. And she said her nights are often a mess, that it was kind of a continuous meal from when she went home to when she got into bed, snacking, grazing, and lacking the structure and feeling of control that she had worked so hard to create during the days. And then she said, I mean, they're just such a mess. I don't even know where to start, right? Because I said, what can you do about this? What would be an improvement? She was like, honestly, they're such a mess that I don't even know where to start. And I said, time out. Let's pause there for 1 second. I said, you're rushing. That response, I don't even know where to start. That's rushing. You're not looking for a solution. You're not seeing the problem as a jumping off point, but as a stopping point, right? Because it feels like a lot of work and a lot of change, you're equating it not being easy with there not being a solution or not knowing what to do. You are creating this sense. You're equating basically not feeling capable of this big change with there not being options for small change. You're sort of writing it all off because it feels daunting. And you write it off because you are rushing. You're rushing instead of understanding the problem, and you're rushing over the opportunity to seriously say, well, what are the possible solutions? It doesn't mean you have to act on all of them, but there are solutions. You do know where to start if you take the time and you have the patience to say, what are my options, right? Don't rush past progress. Don't rush past options or solutions just because the problem feels overwhelming right now. When you do that, the problem, you've decided it's a stopping point, a roadblock, a barrier, when it is actually your beginning, your starting point. When you're not rushing, when you're not in that whirlwind of thoughts or emotion or frustration, When you're not being reactive, then you don't see it as, I don't even know where to start. You see it as, okay, what can I do? You know, some people say that they're really calm in a crisis. Normal everyday things, they're like, oh, I don't know, I'm a frenzy. But if something gets really serious, it's like they all of a sudden become very calm and controlled and deliberate. We need to harness some of that related to the less dramatic challenges in life, like not feeling in control of your food choices at night or on the weekends or whatever it is. Harness some of that. Okay, yep, I see that there is a situation. I also know that for sure there are solutions. Let me just stop to think about what they could be. I remember a few months ago being on a call with a client who told me she was stuck. She had been doing the work and making great choices, and then she stopped, and she couldn't figure out how to get back to where she was. And she said, I'm stuck. I said, you are not stuck. That is like suggesting that if you pull your car over on the side of the highway and take the keys out of the ignition that you're stuck. No, you're not. That perspective is entirely problem-focused. Solution-focused is, yeah, here I am on the side of the road not moving, but I have the keys. I know where to put them. Step one, put them in the ignition where they belong. Step two, turn the car on. Step three, steer it back on the road. And those three things don't happen at once. So literally, what's now? What's next? Put the keys in the ignition. When you're in control, you're never stuck. And you are in control of what you think. You are in control of what you eat. You are in control of how you move your body. As long as you're in control, you're never stuck. You might be telling yourself you're stuck, but that's because you're rushing. You're rushing past options and solutions and focusing only on the problem and writing off the idea of progress because you're rushing. When you stop rushing, you can see a starting point. If you're willing to change the conversation from, this is the problem, let me describe it to you. Let me tell you how big and frustrating and irritating and annoying and hard it is. When you shift from that, let me tell you all about the problem and how bad it is, to what can I do about it today? What can I do about it today? You will never be stuck again. And I'm not suggesting that this is easy. But when you're thinking I'm stuck, I don't know, remind yourself, wait, I am in control. I'm focused on the problem right now. Let me slow down enough to say, what can I do about this? Check yourself and be able to say, surrender your ego enough to be able to say, I'm kind of focused on what's wrong right now instead of on what I can do. And I don't mean when I say what you can do, I don't mean this huge, extensive, detailed 30-day plan. No, I mean today. What actions can I take today? What am I willing and able to do today? That's often my MO with clients who feel overwhelmed and aren't doing the work. They want to tell me this whole big long explanation and often do send 2-page emails about the problem. This is wrong. This is wrong. This is what I screwed up. This is where I'm struggling. I don't respond to any of that. What I say is email me 2 things. Depending on the client, sometimes I'll say 1. 2 things. That you are able and willing to do today to move in the direction of your goals. Then, after you send me that email, the 2 things you're able and willing to do today to move in the direction of your goals, email me tomorrow. Tell me how it went, and then answer the same question again. There's always a step. You are not stuck. You're in control. That barrier, that problem, that frustration, that is the starting point, the beginning of the conversation, not the end. It's only the end if you just perseverate on the problem. I'm telling you, I get these emails that are just, this is the problem, this is the problem, and it comes from here, and then it's this, and this makes it worse. Never saying, I think my potential solutions are, and what I'm able and willing to do today is, that would be a game changer. Make things like, now what? Or what next? Or what am I able and willing to do today? Make those your mantras for every single day of your life. For a response to every challenge, every frustration, every barrier, every obstacle. Now what? What next? What am I able and willing to do today? It's a game changer. It's a game changer. When you focus less on the problem and more on the solution, you will never be stuck again. So I told you guys at the start that I wanted to share with you how some of my fat loss fast track clients say they changed in 12 weeks. One of my clients started a thread within the group and said, share what's changed the most for you, what you've learned, what your biggest takeaway from our 12 weeks are. So I thought I would just read in their words because they're the best people to give you a sense of the benefits of it and how it's different. So one person wrote, realizing that this is really not about weight, but about making choices that lead me to living the life I have always wanted. Somebody else said that I could end food drama. Food is fuel. Make a choice and move on. Somebody else said, maintaining a little mental space and distance from reality is the perspective I need to keep my center and not get swept up by choices, drama, situation, and stress. Someone else wrote that I have control. All the other stuff was just a bunch of stories I told myself. Emotional eater, sneaks food, no willpower, once I start, I can't stop. All of those are poppycock and codswallop. I'm pretty sure I love those words. I am in control of all my choices. Another person wrote, I think the biggest thing is just that I have so much opportunity in the next choice. There is no throwing in the towel. There is no wagon to fall off of. So I'm not tempted to go crazy with food because there's still hope there in the next choice. Another person wrote, probably the biggest for me is proving to myself that food doesn't control me. I am in control of my choices. Owning my choices and decisions and not carrying them over beyond the here and now. If it was not a stellar choice, recognize it and move on. I no longer let one small decision impact a day, week, or month. This is the last one I'll share here. It's a little bit longer, but super, super powerful. And this was actually one of my veterans in a different post from this week. She wrote, I had spent my life listening to everyone else's plans, strategies, and aggressive life makeover plans. I just needed to change these 127 things about myself, and then I would be happy. More, 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 work harder, dig in, work harder. I was bouncing around from idea to idea with a lighter wallet and a heart full of disappointment. And most dangerously, I stopped believing in myself. I was miserable. I was searching, consuming, trying 6 things at once and not committing to any of them. I have not listened to more than a handful of other podcasts since I started the Fat Loss Fast Track, and I used to listen to more than 10 a week. I have the keys to my life. I am in the driver's seat. I am the voice in my own head calling the audibles as things need to be adjusted. I am not perfect, but perfect isn't the goal. That might be my best lesson I have learned here. It's not to be perfect. It's not to be perfect to have any success, that you can be imperfect and have success. Thank you to everyone for allowing me to learn from you. Thank you, EB, for being such an amazing teacher, coach, and bright star in this messy space. Thank you for bringing such incredible people together. I'm honored to be a part of this tribe. So I wanted to share those things with you so that you get a better sense of, you know, what do you get out of the Fat Loss Fast Track? Because it's not a diet. Because it's not a bunch of meal plans and food lists and rules. It's about finding your place of control, where you have more control than food does. Building a foundation that isn't shakable when life is stressful, emotional, or unpredictable. You can get a lot more details about the Fat Loss Fast Track, and you can register at primalpotential.com/winter17. And I will link to that in the show notes over at primalpotential.com as well. More than anything, guys, I want you to be focused on what you can do, on what you're able to do now, instead of always focusing on what you can't do. Train yourself to be focused on solutions and spend more time focusing on solutions than on problems. Have a great day. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.